For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Abby Acker, the redshirt freshman from Gray Eagle, Minnesota. And unfortunately, you guys were missing a couple players coming into this first game of the playoffs. You got a chance to step up and play alongside Claire DeGeorge and Lydia Passholt. Had a great couple of shifts, including three shots on goal. Abby, what was it like playing alongside those two?
They make it a lot easier out there, that's for sure. They're two fast skaters, and coach is like, you got to keep up with them. So I tried my best for them and for the team, and glad I could be able to step up for them.
I know you've played as the extra skater all year, but you're still part of the team. Talk about the character of this team.
They're the reason that I can stay in this and be so positive on that bench and just cheer everyone on this the entire season. And you should see in the locker rooms like the amount of energy that they have, and it's so awesome.
Last weekend, Ellie Mosier goes down, lower body injury, season-ending injury, unfortunately. Your team, as coach was explaining to me in the pregame yesterday, that after the game, everybody went in and checked on Ellie in the training room. Just talks about what kind of a group this team is and what kind of family it is. It feels like a family, doesn't it?
It's a family. We're sisters. We fight sometimes, but in the end, it's all we have is each other. And I know Ellie, she'll bounce back just because she's that strong, and we all support her and everyone loves her, and she's an awesome player. So,
your first playoff experience on the ice. Last year you had to watch from the stands as a redshirt. What was it like getting your first chance to play in a playoff game?
It was pretty crazy, especially up at forward again, kind of switching back and forth. But, you know, the team, they just, the amount of energy compared to even regular games is just unbelievable, and it's just awesome.
You go back and forth between defense and forward. What kind of adjustment is that for you?
That's a big adjustment, but, I mean, well, I'll put wherever coach needs me to play, and wherever the team needs me, I'll go.
What do you prefer, defense or forward?
Well, lately I think I'm preferring forward, but it's just a lot less stressful. But I've always played defense, so I honestly could care less.
There's nothing better than shooting the puck and then blocking those shots, right?
Exactly.
Playing alongside Claire and Lydia, what did you learn about your game?
Short passes are better than long passes, and I know that they're both quick, so if I dumped it in, they'd be there no matter what, and they're really good supporters. And pass the puck to Lydia, it's most likely going to get on the net, so she's got the most unbelievable shot. And same thing with Claire, you know.
Your team gives up three goals to the Bulldogs. You guys score two goals. What do you guys need to do differently offensively going into game two?
I think that we need to play defense first, which we all talked about today in the locker room, is defense. Then we got to work for our offense. Instead of just looking for it, we got to work for it instead. We just need to win the stick battles and the small races to the puck, and I think we'll be fine.
Talk about the leadership on this team. I know your two seniors are captains. You also have Kiki as an alternate captain. She's a junior. What kind of leaders are they?
They're unbelievable. Throughout this entire year, they've been just so supportive, and whenever you need anything, you could just go to them. And that's not even just them. It's the entire team. Like, anyone is on your side, and everyone's on your side.
What's going to be a key to getting a win in game two?
Honestly, I think that we should have had it today, but here we are, and we just have to enjoy the moment and play like it's playoff hockey and go beat those Bulldogs.
On to some fun questions, because I love the fun questions. Favorite movie?
Favorite movie? Okay, I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan.
That's cool. Very cool. Favorite hobby outside of hockey?
Boundary Waters. I'm a diehard Boundary Water fan. It's like extreme camping.
You are a diehard outdoors woman. You know, it's funny, there aren't many outdoorsy people on your hockey team, are there?
No, there's not very many, but take what you can get. You got to teach those city girls how to be outdoorsy sometimes, too.
I bet you would beat them at Survivor if you guys had a competition, wouldn't you?
I've heard that if they said they stand on an island, that they'd pick me out there with them. So.
That's a good call. Are you a dog or a cat person?
Dog, 100%.
I think I've asked you that. How many dogs do you have?
I have two dogs. I have a small Mustelina, which is a German dog, and then I have a Shih Tzu.
Here, I was expecting you to say hunting dogs.
One is a hunting dog. The small Mustelina is a hunting dog.
Who are you rooming with on the road this weekend?
My deep partner, Chevy. Awesome. But folks call her Alex now, so.
Alexi Cheveldayoff, of course, is redshirting. What kind of advice have you given her as she has to be patient this year?
I said it's not an easy task, but you just got to keep working, and especially on Mondays when the team is tired, just to take advantage of that and work hard and show us what you're made of.
Wise words, Abby. Good luck against the Bulldogs in game two.
Thank you, Kelly.